Welcome back. It's Farm Talk. I'm Mick Kerr. It's not the Ides of June. I think I said that one time.
Did you?
And I got some nasty emails from, I'm not sure what English teacher or grammarian or historian, but it's the Ides of March. There are maybe 4 months out of the year where it is the Ides of, if the 15th is the Ides of, and I'm not sure why I can't remember. Because I was chastised so badly for saying the Ides of June,
but you just didn't want to remember it. It was so traumatic.
It hurt.
I don't want to correct it. I just want to forget it all.
Yeah, like I can't remember going to the dentist. You know, so but
can I ask you, Mick, as we go into Father's Day weekend, and I know for a lot of people, it's a day on the calendar, and there's going to be spraying to be done if you can get spraying. There's going to be fence to be fixed if you get there. You know, you've got work to do, but if you were going to take a snapshot of what would be a Father's Day for Mick Kerr, whether it's food or family or food and family? What would be a Mick Kerr Father's Day special?
Food and family, but in the other list of priorities, family.
Family.
Do stuff with family.
Whose family?
Well,
your family?
Yeah, maybe I should pick one.
Pick one.
What are you doing? No.
I was telling my kids, now just remember, all these people, they think we're normal. They've never met us before. They think we're normal.
So, yes, every family has issues, but from my family is pretty good. My daughter is married a great griller, so he's going to be the grill master. I think we'll barbecue something. My wife is taking our granddaughters on a little party trip.
Oh, really?
Yeah, for doing wonderful things this spring,
orchestra
and symphony-wise, and doing good in school and all that. And so they're going to probably leave by noon, so I'll be free.
Oh.
And I'll have an awesome Sunday.
That's sweet. Now, so if you got to pick what was going to go on the grill, do you pick one thing, or do you say, let's have some pork chops and some steaks, some hot dogs and some burgers, some brats?
Barbecued beets. Have you ever had barbecued beets?
No, I've never even heard of them.
No. Just next time, like you barbecue a potato, wrap it in foil or something, or don't even wrap it in anything. Just put a red beet from the grocery store, throw it on the grill, grill it up, and that's good.
Really?
With a steak. That's pretty darn good. I like grilled chicken and all the above. It's all good. So how about you?
Well,
you're perfect Father's
Day. I'm stuck on the beets right now, though. I've always had beets out of the jar.
Uh-huh.
And I've never even heard of cooked.
Yep.
Is that cooked on the grill?
Yeah.
Salt and pepper? Just
well, a little salt helps.
A little salt. Do you cut them thin?
No, don't do anything. Just chop the green top off and throw them on the grill. And you could rub them with a little butter, but like a potato, grill it. You know, act like it's a baked potato that you're going to do on the grill. And that's pretty good. And again, the redness and the sweetness and the beet taste is there, and that goes perfect with a steak.
Boy, I think you just got a lot of people going, hey, I've never tried that before. Let's give it a whirl.
The grocery store in town's going to run out of beets this weekend.
Yeah. No, I think for me, I think the grill is probably the common denominator. You know, I think that's a for sure thing is the grill. And actually now, my son likes to grill, and he does a really good job at it.
Okay.
You know, so I as much as I like to grill, I mean, grilling can be a spectator sport too.
That,
as you said,
right.
Your son-in-law is pretty handy on the grill.
Oh, he's fabulous. And so, you bet. More power to him. I keep complimenting him on how good he is. So,
of course.
So I never get asked to grill anything.
There's nothing wrong with that. Do you know what you're doing? Is he particular to, it's got to be a charcoal grill. It can't be propane. It's got to be a Green Egg. It can't be a Traeger.
No, he's just got a, plain old grill. And it's mostly propane all the time. But he's just a, But his wife, who is the mother of an executive chef, the marinade and everything else, that's all pretty important too.
So. Oh, so there's some pressure.
Oh, yeah.
There's a microscope.
And skill involved.
Pressure and skill. Yeah, and I guess when it – I always think back, I love cooking on a propane grill because I think, okay, before there was a propane grill, did people with charcoal go, man, this takes a long time?
Yeah.
I wish there was a propane grill that I could make this a lot quicker, right?
I never had the patience, and the food tasted like lighter fluid.
Yeah, yeah. right. So I am not, I'm not particular. If it's on the grill, I like it. And I love, running the gamut. I'd love to have a pork chop and a chicken breast and a steak and a hot dog and a brat and a burger and a turkey.
And then a nap.
Yeah. Oh,
woohoo.
Yeah. I think there's probably a lot of fathers out there that would say, save the tie, save the socks. I'll buy myself a tie on Monday. I'll get myself some socks next week. And you can save the gifts. Just a nap and a full belly goes a long ways.
For sure. All righty. Hey, let's talk about what we pitched that we're going to talk about after the break. The June 6th day has come and gone, and I remember in college, I made it to almost all of the classes, not all of them, but the night before, I was cramming like a maniac.
Oh, yeah.
The night before the finals. So yep. What was it like on June 6th in the evening?
Oh, okay. This is kind of cool. Because, as everything went electronic and we told people, hey, the deadline's coming for gratis applications for landowners. We started accepting those April 1st. So we gave a big, huge, wide window. And then we also, in the back of our mind, we knew that human nature is, I've got another day. I've got a couple more hours. And when we went back and looked, if you look at like the big picture, we typically have like 90 to 100,000 people, individuals that apply for a deer license. And we saw about 15,000 applications come in on the last day. We saw, actually, I think it was like maybe somewhere around 2,000 come after 9 p.m. on the final night of the final day. So it does hold to our theory that when people say, I wish we had more time, because the way, if you think about the way like seasons are set, if you go backwards and like in North Dakota, our archery deer season didn't end until January.
Mm-hmm.
So once our season ends, then we send out the surveys. So we send out the surveys and we give people a few weeks to respond, and we send them out again for people because we've got a sample. It all comes back to statistics, whether it's the county agent that's surveying or the game and fish that's doing a survey. And then you get those back in. So you take your surveys and you crunch your data. And now you're into the mid part of February. You're going through harvest data. You're doing some of your population models. You start putting together the next season and your window really starts to shrink. So when you have about 2 weeks to apply for a tag and you say, well, I wish we had more time. On one side, we are kind of bookend by just the reality of surveys and data and research and wildlife management. And then on the other side, it's like, well, people wait until the last day, hour, week to do it. So, yeah, I mean, that's kind of a little bit of a insight into how it works and why it works and human nature's response to it for most people. There's people that when we open it up on April 1st, they do it so they don't forget about it.
Mm-hmm.
There's people that when the deadline is June 6th, they wait until 9 p.m. that night, and somewhere in the middle is the rest.
Yeah, but I bet there are more people doing it at the last few minutes than in the first few minutes.
Yeah, right. Yeah. No, and that's really cool. So the backside of that is we're expecting the lottery to be done quicker, but you also have to understand that when it comes to gratis for the landowner licenses, to the benefit of the landowner, we try to remove any potential for some people putting in for gratis that don't deserve one.
Mm-hmm.
If there's somebody living in a city that is not a farmer and not a rancher, that erodes the credibility of the gratis system, which was created to give a benefit to farmers and landowners who allow hunters access, who may experience depredation, that we say you can get for free a deer license to use on your property. So prior to doing that, if somebody applies for a gratis, we go back through and verify and make sure. Kind of goes back to what we said, trust and verify.
Mm-hmm.
We trust people, but we want to verify for the credibility of the gratis system. So that's why it doesn't happen at a snap of a finger. We still have, thousands of gratis licenses that we want to work through. And then we can go through with the full lottery, Mick.
So I'm sure there are a number of people who are also kind of using the system, you know, getting, you know, finding the loopholes. They are minority landowners, and they still are eligible, or do you have to be an active farmer? Can you own a, you know, like 15% of the farmland, never set foot there?
Yeah, I mean, there's some basic requirements, and on the end of it is you have to have 155 acres, and you have to be actively engaged in farming. There's a lot of other possible criteria that come in there, but that's kind of the reason why. It still takes some time before the lottery is going to be held, which is why we say, hey, instead of sitting around waiting for the lottery to happen, go fish.
Yeah, that was going to be my grand finale here.
You got it, buddy.
Go fishing.
Go fishing.
So let's do that.
Sounds good, bud.
Thank you, Doug Lear, North Dakota Game and Fish Department Outreach Biologist. Again, happy Father's Day.
And take care, my friend. Thank you.
I will. Hey, we'll see you Monday. This is Farm Talk.